Thursday morning, and I mentioned to you earlier that we were going to be joined by Zelda Fisser from Paws Apparel. Paws Apparel creates beautiful, functional activewear that inspires you to move. It's art that you can wear. How does that work, Zelda? Welcome to the studio. Lovely to have you on The Breakfast Show. Paws Apparel, is that your creation, your baby, your inspiration? That's your business?
My everything. Good morning. Yes, it is.
So, tell us where it started and why.
Well, it started about 3 years ago. I'm a Pilates teacher and a yoga teacher, and I was in fitness wear most of the time, traveling quite a bit. Being a fascial therapist, I did most of my training in America, and I bought leggings every time I go overseas. And I found that there was nothing out there that's like, wow. Meaning from a creative point of view and also from a functional point of view. So I decided I have to design something that is different, that is funky and functional at the same time. So I started this brand in the beginning, middle of 2017. I decided to use South African graffiti artists. And from there, I buy the art from them. Then I work with another artist. And we place the art physically on the leggings or the tights.
Now, that can be dangerous. I've seen pictures of leggings where they've used graphics that sometimes have unintentional results. You know what I'm talking about.
That's exactly why it's such a process. So it takes me between 12 and 18 months to get to the final product. Because the artist wants to give his idea of the art piece. But he's got no idea of what you look like upside down in a yoga posture or in Pilates or even running on the boardwalk. So then I come in from a functional point of view and we work together to create art that you can wear. And that is a thing that I think most people do not really understand. It's totally different than repetitive prints. We don't do repetitive prints. We do art that you can wear to express yourself creatively anyway.
And how many of one piece do you make? Because that's also, I think, something that is important to consider. If you don't want to pitch up at the studio looking like you come from the same cookie cutter club.
No. So let me just first say that we only sell online at the moment. And the quantities we're looking at in manufacturing is between 200 and 300 units only.
That's worldwide?
Worldwide.
Wow.
Limited edition.
So if you do happen to bump into someone wearing the same outfit, it's actually a welcome reunion.
It's really a compliment. Yes, it is.
On the functionality part, people don't understand that it's not just a pair of leggings.
Excellent.
Okay. So can you just explain to everyone who's listening what it is, what we look for in leggings and in fitness apparel specifically? Because that's your speciality.
That is definitely my speciality. Yeah. Well, the first thing we always do, well, I always look at is, what does the leggings look like when you walk and people are standing behind you? Squat proof is the magic word. So squat proof, we can explain it in a lot of different ways. But basically, we don't want other people to see what you wear underneath your leggings. Very important. And then secondly...
Well, I just want to say from a male perspective, I won't mind, but I understand where you're coming from.
No. And, you know, the thing with our leggings, it's studio to streetwear. So the whole idea behind this is you go to your class, afterwards you put your leather jacket on, your funky sneakers, and you go for a cup of tea, or you want to go for a glass of wine, and you still want to look great. The other thing from a functionality point of view is that the leggings are high-waisted. Now, high-waisted mean that it keeps everything in that needs to stay in.
Oh.
We don't like to show our muffin tops, even if we have them. So we want to feel like the leggings are supporting us in every way we move.
Do ordinary leggings not do that?
Yeah, they don't.
Most don't. And that is one of the main issues, is like you always... Especially in yoga, when you're going to inversions, you have to pull it up, pull your belly in. And I mean, yoga as it is a different, difficult thing to do.
I wanted to ask from my perspective, there was a trend at one stage during the aerobics era where men were wearing lycra as well.
Yes.
Not so much anymore. Is this changing?
I think it's changing. I don't know. I'm not really into the male thing. It's difficult for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But
so your leggings are
female
for ladies. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. We're doing a jacket next year that will be a monochrome jacket because our leggings are quite busy. So we've got a plain color jacket, which is made from eco-friendly. I'm so excited about that fabric. And we're definitely going in that route to make everything sustainable. Our packaging is unique. It is beautiful. And it's a gift that you can gift yourself because the art is on the outside of the packaging.
So that's not available for Christmas yet?
It is.
It is.
The jacket yet, okay. But the leggings are.
Okay, so you can get the leggings for Christmas, and then there's the gift that keeps on giving because you've got to get the jacket
for sure
next season when it launches.
Yes, for sure.
Now, you say you're only online, but do you have a store at the Lifestyle Center? Do you not?
We don't have a store at the Lifestyle Center. We have a design studio at Warner House, just behind the Lifestyle Center.
Okay.
And you can book an appointment. And then you can come in, meet us. That's where we do the creation. We have our stock there. You can come and fit, feel it. Speak to us. Make sure you get the right type of leggings for your personality.
Okay. But you won't walk in and buy something off the shelf because it doesn't exist.
No, it does.
Oh, it does?
It does.
So you have a store. It's a design studio, but you can go and collect
it. The stock is there, yes. Oh. We're not in a physical retail area. But
okay.
We're in the... And
but the point is that you can go today, if you can't wait, you can actually go to the design studio and get your leggings.
Or for sure you can.
Are you so?
And you can bring your friend.
I'm actually looking at a pair on the website. They look pretty good, actually. Like you can.
Why do you sound surprised? Here's Zelda explaining how good they are. Now you sound surprised. They look actually.
No, because I
like
had
saying
to.
You look. You're not bad. I mean, it's marvelous.
I had to see for myself, and I think you can literally just walk into a mall and feel like you fit in.
Well, this is
or stand out.
This is the trend these days. I sit here at the studio, in the studio behind our lovely glass window, and watch the world going past. And most women. Well, there's a lot of active adventure happening at the Lifestyle Center now in fitness and movement circles. But even those that aren't coming from Pilates or gym or whatever, active wear is the trend. It's everywhere. It looks, I suppose, almost elegantly casual these days.
Mm, exactly. Studio to streetwear. I think that is what COVID brought as well. And people are more relaxed. A lot of people work from home, but you still want to look funky when you go out.
And the interesting thing is that I think, you know, there's that whole body shaming issue where you can't wear this. In fact, I think sometimes the trend with the active wear makes everyone look good.
For sure. And that's the whole aim. We have three pair of leggings at the moment that's in stock. We have the Be Yourself, which is a loud one. It's bright colors. It's got graffiti on it. It's got a female face on the left side. And then we've got the Be Still, more subtle colors. But there's also a face on with a girl with finger in front of her mouth saying, shh, be still.
Yeah.
And then we have the Pause leggings, which is the black pair of leggings. Because black, everybody have a pair of black. Just make sure that they squat proof. Ours are. And then we've got the jacket coming next year.
Well, this is extremely exciting. And it's available for you at Warn House. Pause Apparel. But also, obviously, the benefit of shopping online is huge. I've always had a little bit of a thing about sizing online because, you know, different cuts. You see something that's extra large, but it's actually extra large for very small people, and that doesn't really work. And then you get triple XL that you think, well, that will be like a tent. And in fact, no. So how do you size your leggings?
We have a size quiz online, and you can actually fill in the size quiz. And then it tells you which type of legging you need to wear in what size. And it's not that the sizing differs. The only difference is because two of the leggings have got sublimation printing on. And that actually gives the fabric a little bit more of a stretch. Where in the plain color, you want more of a hole because it's not that busy. But the size quiz guides you. And I have to say, since we started going online, end of 2018, we never ever had one return on sizing or quality.
That's fantastic to know, because that's always, I think, been the issue. Not so much, well, you get the surprise if you buy from somewhere strange and you've seen those apocryphal tales of people getting this almost like doll's clothing that they've ordered online and that doesn't work. Well, you know that you're getting what you see. At Paws Apparel is what you get, probably even better. And for those listening to this and wanting to contact you, I have a number, if I may. It's 082-474-9982. That's Zelda's number. Or you can go online to paws-apparel.com. And I strongly urge you to do that, because from what I have heard today, it would appear that this is exceptional. And for Christmas, what could be better than a bespoke piece of art that you can wear and look gorgeous in? Zelda Fisser, very, very lovely chatting to you on the morning show. I look forward to seeing more of your designs strolling past. And if anyone wants to do the squat test, just to check that they were, I'll be prepared to check for you.
There is some things online on our store that you can see. People wrote a review about Squat Proof, so that you know.
Oh, it's been fun. I look forward to, as I say, catching up later. That was Zelda Fisser from Paws Apparel. And you heard her on The Morning Show, brought to you proudly, The Morning Show, by CMH Motor City in Ballito. Here now is Bob Marley.